Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields the ball and throws to second. Moran drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Moran. White moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal moves to second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry takes first base on ball four. Neal moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Cannell scores. Sherry moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Taylor now pitching. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a pop-up towards the mound. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to third. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. McCarver moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groat tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Neal reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Neal moves to third. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sherry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil scores. It's 3-2, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Javier fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields the ball and throws to second. Cannell drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cannell. McCarver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to third. Burke moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Galen Cisco now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Harkness, and towards Cannell, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-2 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Altman steals second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Javier steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Botta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a line drive towards third. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Al Moran. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider pinch hits for Galen Cisco. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Fernandez moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fernandez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing right field. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Don Rowe now pitching. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Duke Snider Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields the ball and throws to row covering. Safe. Grote scores. Carmel moves to second. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Don Rowe. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Choo Choo Coleman now playing left field. Ed Botta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Botta is 0 for 1 in the game. Botta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Flood reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. White reaches second base with a double. Flood scores. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Grote reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 9-4, Cardinals. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing right field. Charlie James now playing left field. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.